Let's go talk about the game on Saturday at the Woodshed in East Lansing. Number 7 Michigan State hosted number 6 Michigan. Johnny Borton is one of the senior columnists for TheWolverine.com. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great, Bill. Big week in the state, obviously, and really looking forward to it.
You know, when you, I don't think there's any argument from anybody, Johnny, that going in, not that it will be the best game ever in the rivalry, or, you know, that it guarantees you winning the Big Ten championship, but at least going in this week, is this the biggest Michigan State football game you've ever been a part of?
Boy, that's a great question. It is, I would say it's top three, could be top one. I look back to, 1999, and I think, you know, that at least on the Michigan side of it, that could have and something should have been Tom Brady's national championship year, make it 2 out of 3 for Michigan through that late 90s period, because that was a great effort by Michigan State that took them down. I would say this, you will not find a bigger Michigan State game on both sides because of the fact that neither one of these teams was very good last year, let's face it. And they both made a dramatic resurgence. They are both trying to show that they are not only the superior team in the state, but then you become a team that is still in the hunt nationally, thinking possible playoffs, all that kind of thing. So, I would say top three. I wouldn't say there's any that's been bigger.
So let's talk about, that's right where I was going from a year ago when Michigan was a 23.5 point home favorite and Michigan State came in and controlled that game, even though the score was close. Spartans were in control most of the way. Michigan was lifeless. And now we have number 6 Michigan undefeated at 7-0, number 7 Michigan State at 7-0. You had two teams that I think combined for what? Was it 4 wins last year, if I'm not wrong? Why the difference on the Michigan side of the football from just 1 year ago? What do you think, if you had the list 1, 2, and 3, this is why Michigan is back in the top 10, why they're undefeated compared to a year ago when that was one of the lower points we had seen at the Big House?
Well, I'd say number one is the fact that Jim Harbaugh got his back shoved against the wall by not only Michigan State, but by that entire season. And he made dramatic change. And, Michigan State really, in some ways, had a hand in starting what the turnover was at Michigan. The state scored by throwing rainbows over the heads of Michigan cornerbacks, and they didn't adjust. And you saw dramatic change in this staff, including an almost all-new defensive staff. And that has been a dramatic difference. Number two, you have you've got stability at quarterback. Michigan had a couple of guys vying last year that now are both out of the program. Now you've got a young man in Cade McNamara that has been fantastic in terms of taking care of the football and in not getting sacked. And you've got the superstar behind him, that the hotshot rookie J.J. McCarthy, that everybody loves to see come in and throw lasers all over the place. That would be two. Number three, the defense in general, Mike McDonald coming in and just upgrading so dramatically. I mean, this is a team that gave up on average nearly 35 points a game a year ago. Now you've cut that by 20 or so, and you're floating around 14, 15 points a game. So just those three would be really big. And like I said, I mean, it probably started with getting embarrassed on your own field by Michigan State.
And that's why I wanted to go there. And so now you have Michigan, and Harbaugh's calling it almost an elimination-like game. And I think you can say that about any Michigan game the rest of the year, especially the way Ohio State's playing. The Penn State whiteout game doesn't look as big. You got the Franklin controversy, refusing to answer about where he's going, similar to what Tucker did yesterday about his future, and I'm kind of looking, is Franklin going to be at USC next year and Mel Tucker is at LSU, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of non-answers to pointed questions, and you know, that's it can't help, but I will say this, Mel Tucker, to his credit, has done an excellent job of fending that stuff off, saying he's focused on this, and I believe him, and he's certainly kept Michigan State playing at a high level all year long. So it's ironic that, you know, you could be playing a couple of teams that have done pretty darn well this year, and the coaches might be gone. But, that brings a real twist to this one.
John Borden, senior columnist for TheWolverine.com, joining us from his estate just east of Ann Arbor. You can see it if you're up in the Rensen. It's an amazing place. He's a wonderful writer. This game now on Saturday. The hype is obvious. You know, College Game Day, big noon kickoff, Barstool Sports, all on campus at East Lansing on Saturday. The strengths of Michigan that you think will lead them to a victory, and on the other side, things where Michigan could get back on that bus with a loss.
Well, there's a couple of things that are an absolute given and an absolute must for Michigan to win this game. Look at what they've done well this year. They have not turned the football over. They've been amazing in that respect, and they've protected the quarterback. Kudos to the offensive line, to the running backs and how they've picked people up, and to Cade McNamara getting rid of the football. Those two things absolutely have to be in place. If they're not, Michigan could be in some significant trouble. The other things that could swing it, you look at Michigan State has had, if it's had one somewhat of an Achilles heel, you've got an attackable pass defense. Now, here's the question. Can Michigan attack it? They've shown some inconsistency in their ability to be able to throw downfield at times. And if Michigan can't exploit that, they could be in for a long afternoon, because I think that Michigan State's run defense is certainly staunch. And despite the fact that the Wolverines have run the ball incredibly well this year with Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, those yards aren't going to come easy at all for the Wolverines. The other thing is, if you're Michigan and you hold Kenneth Walker to one run of 30 yards or more, I think you got a really good chance of winning. If he busts 2, 3, 4 on you, then you're looking for real trouble.
Yeah, I think it really, you look at Walker, you look at Reed, you look at Naylor, Thorne. The Michigan defense, I think, is better than the Michigan State defense. I think the Michigan State offense is better than the Michigan offense. And you know, special teams, you probably go advantage in terms of returners, a slight advantage to Michigan State. I mean, this has all, you know, without using every cliche possible, Johnny, it just has, you know, the fumble, the field position, the big plays. Who wins that battle walks out of there with a W.
No question about it. Make the special teams plays. Don't put on the 2015 film. If you're Michigan, don't take a look back at 2001. Don't look at all there seem to be horrors that crop up when Michigan loses to Michigan State. You cannot make those big mistakes or put yourself in a situation where the home field can come up and bite you.
Johnny Borden, you can follow everything Michigan, Michigan State, leading up to the game, through it, and afterwards at TheWolverine.com. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line. Johnny, enjoy the game. What's your prediction on it before I let you go?
I got Michigan in a close one. I just think that the Wolverines have, if they're able to maintain those things that I said, if they can take care of the football and not make the big mistake, and they can protect Cade McNamara, I think Michigan's got a little bit more in the tank, but this is the kind of game that that Michigan State comes up and wins. And so, you know, I would say this is a this could be a very well be a field goal game either way.
Thank you, Johnny. We'll talk next week. I'll get your thoughts on the game.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
All right, John Borton joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer proud to be a longtime partner with both Michigan State Athletics and University of Michigan sports teams.